Well, this is a very exciting day in sports, of course, in the Bay Area, but around the world and around the country, because it is Kentucky Derby Day. And there's one man who knows more about the Kentucky Derby. We see him on Sundays. We hear him on KMBR on Sundays as well. And we always say have a good day at the races, and that is our dear friend Sam Spear, the expert on horse racing. Sam, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Marty. You're coming off an exciting baseball game last night.
Yeah, come on. This is only the fifth time in franchise history, and the last time they did it was, 89, I guess, is the last time, and the first time was 1947, and you could have been there.
Yes, well, it was interesting that last night, both the A's and Giants, the catchers were prominent in their victories.
Yeah, Fegley 8 RBIs eight for the A's last night.
Ken Korek said, "You're not supposed to have 8 RBIs in the eighth hole, batting eighth, and have 8 RBIs."
Well, we had a lot. Well, baseball. We're going to talk more on this show about what's going on with baseball, slugging up, home runs up, they're changing the ball, and all that. So who knows? But today is a very exciting day for everybody. It is Kentucky Derby Day. And the favorite, Omaha Beach, was scratched because it had a breathing problem. So tell us a little bit about the race. What's the weather like, first of all? Is it in the slop, as they say?
No, it's not in the slop. It is raining a little bit, but it has not changed the track condition. It does favor probably the speed, and the horse with the early speed is Maximum Security. And Maximum Security goes right to the front and is undefeated. I actually am going for one of three horses that are in the race with Bob Baffert, who's won five Kentucky Derbies. And if he wins today, he'll have six, and he'll equal Ben Jones, who was the trainer of Whirlaway and also Citation, who both won the Triple Crown. And as my long shot, I like War of Will, who's been really just working a hole in the wind at Churchill Downs this week. But he is stuck on the inside. He's number one in a field of 18. So he's going to have to get out there a little bit, make sure he doesn't get boxed in before they go into that first turn.
Sam, where do you want to be?
Usually there's a big favorite in the race, but this year, right now, the favorites are 9-2, and that's Maximum Security is 9-2, Improbable's 9-2. So whoever wins, you're going to get a good price.
Larry Stooms did a great article in the Chronicle today. He's the horse racing writer, and he talked about certain prep races that if you look at the Louisiana Derby or this one or that one, they don't win at Churchill Downs. What's your favorite prep race that tells you something whether a horse can win at Churchill Downs?
Well, most recently it's been Santa Anita Derby. And in that particular day, the winner turned out to be Roadster, which is another horse out of the barn of Bob Baffert. Roadster right now is 10-1. Game Winner is the horse that I like, is 6-1. And then we have 9-2 on Maximum Security and 9-2 on number 5, Improbable. And Improbable is another horse out of the Baffert barn. The Game Winner just missed the Omaha Beach by a nose and missed Omaha Beach by half a length. Therefore, I think that he's coming up to, with no Omaha Beach in the race, I think he's coming up to a big outing.
All right, that's Game Winner. That is Sam's pick. Maximum Security, I like the argument that he could go to the front, there's not a lot of speed, or he can lay back a little bit and still come back like some of the great horses. So we'll see. Sam, what makes the Kentucky Derby so special? Why is it, I don't care what sort of sports fan you are, the spectacle of seeing the Kentucky Derby, our good friend Gene Bogato of the California Shellfish Company is back there. It's on my bucket list, I swear. If I one thing I want to do before it's all said and done, I want to go to the Kentucky Derby. What makes it so special?
Well, it's America's race, the number one horse race in the country, known around the world, as you say. And it's in Kentucky, where the state that breeds all the top horses, in Lexington at the farms. Louisville is the home of Louisville Slugger, and it's the home of Pee Wee Reese, and it's the home of the Kentucky Derby. This is the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby, and every year it seems to get bigger and bigger. People dress up for the Kentucky Derby. They get their best hat, they get their great outfits, and they really have a great time. It's one big, big party. Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, he'll be hosting a party at the Derby. He'll be up in Millionaire's Row. And of course, now I guess you have to call it Billionaire's Row today. What's $1 million, you know?
Nah, a million here, anyway. A million there. What can I tell you? But, hey, how many derbies have you been to?
I've been to about a dozen. One of the great ones I saw was Easy Goer against Sunday Silence. And Sunday Silence won. He was the West Coast horse. Easy Goer was the East Coast horse. One year I enjoyed a victory. I had been on the radio and TV touting a horse called Animal Kingdom, and he was successful. There was a horse that ran at Golden Gate Fields one year and finished up the track in a sloppy racetrack. He went back to Churchill, called Real Quiet, and he won the Kentucky Derby. Smarty Jones, I was there for that. Smarty Jones became a very popular horse to the racing public, and it absolutely poured prior to the race, and then they ran the race, and Smarty Jones won for ease. And I'll tell you one thing, as you, of course, know through baseball, rainouts and delays, and when it rains in the Midwest, there is thunder, lightning, and it rains like 50 cent pieces.
Okay. All right, Sam Speer with us, the horse racing expert. Sam, if I put Game Winner on top, who am I putting second on my perfecta?
Okay, and I would put War Will and a horse by the name of Tacitus, T-A-C-I-T-U-S, Tacitus. And he's out of the barn of Bill Mott. And Baffert has a Game Winner. And then it's Mark Cassie with War of Will.
All right. So Maximum Security, Larry Stooms is all over it. But you're not a fan.
I'm not on that horse. You can't pick them all. And I've zeroed it in on
Game Winner.
Game Winner, with my long shot being War of Will. And also, I am getting some action is Tacitus, right behind the two favorites as we're an hour away from the race. And the rain that's coming down right now is just a kind of a drizzle type rain. It will not affect the track, and it will not be muddy or a real off track. It'll be a speed track.
All right. One last thought for Sam Speer, who's been on KMBR for many, many years, and he can explain the infield fly rule. You can't explain that. We just had someone who wrote a book about it. But I've never asked you this question. How did you get involved in horse racing? How did you get interested in horse racing?
Well, they were looking for someone to promote it on radio and TV, and so I took the job for a short time. And then I discovered that the races should be on TV. I was doing race recalls, recreations, like they used to do in baseball. And I was calling the race after the fact, because in those days, all the phone booths would be locked up, and you couldn't call out on the phone when the races were on. And so I do these radio recaps over the phone on radio stations. And then I said, you know, this thing should be on TV. So I went and bought a half hour on TV and went around selling spots, sponsors to pay for it, and started a show back on Labor Day of 1978. and I was on TV and nightly for 39 years.
Wow. Wow. What a great story. We love hearing you, Sam. I enjoy coming in early on Sunday when we can see each other and talk a little ball. So thanks for coming on. And we got your pick, game winner. Okay.
All right, and we're looking forward. It's exciting to see the Giants score those runs, and maybe we'll, if it's entertaining, the fans will appreciate it.
Yeah, and they'll come out. So have a good day at
the races.
All right. All right, Sam, thank you so much. Enjoy it. Thank you, Sam.
And thank you. Have a good day.
All right.